One's a movie buff. One watches movies just enough. Together, fun will be had by all. This is Nadine Katie at the Movies. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of Nadie and Katie at the Movies. I am your host, Nathan, a.k.a. Nadie, of course. And with me on today's episode is my good friend, Katie. Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm doing incredible, Nathan. Thanks for asking.
That's great. Well, I'm doing so great because I'm finally on spring break. Just finished celebrating our Lord's resurrection on Easter Sunday, and now I'm celebrating being off from work for an entire week. Yes.
Yay. That is incredible, Nathan. And
that is incredible. You know what else is incredible? Something else I'm sure is incredible. But we're talking about today is the Disney superhero hit, The Incredibles. Before we go talk about that, we got to talk about the synopsis.
While trying to lead a quiet suburban life, a family of undercover superheroes are forced into action to save the world. The Incredibles stars Craig T. Nelson, Samuel L. Jackson, Holly Hunter, and Jason Lee.
So The Incredibles came out in 2004, and it did lead to a sequel, which I guess we can mention a little bit. And like I said last episode that Katie and I were discussing another movie together, this is one of those movies that we have seen before, but it had been a while. I don't think I had seen The Incredibles for quite some time since I saw the sequel. So, Katie, go ahead. Tell me what you thought of The Incredibles before I tell you my likes and dislikes.
Oh, okay, I will. And to defend us for doing The Incredibles, because, you know, we get some choice. We're not doing all 250. I will say, Nathan and I were talking earlier, and like the next few movies we're doing are all rated R. Like rated R. So, you know, let's get some G movies in there. The Incredibles. Speaking of being rated R, this is a pretty dark movie. That's probably a dislike, so we'll go to that later. But one of my likes would be kind of like our last episode with To Be or Not to Be. It was funny. I forgot how many quotable lines were in this, and that was kind of the nice thing about watching it again. Edna as a character is just, I die. Everything she said, every single thing. And you almost have to go back and look at the quotes just to laugh again, because she's talking so fast and you're like missing. Like there's just clever joke after clever funny thing. I don't know if she stole the show. I think she maybe stole the show from me. Edna's the best part. But it was just funny. I liked something that was funny.
Yeah, it is a funny movie. It's definitely has some kid humor jokes in there. And like you said, Edna Mode is probably one of the funnier characters in the movie. And so that's probably one of my likes as well, is the jokes the humor.
And you make a good point too, that Pixar a lot of times is able to do those adult and kid humor. So like Scott and I, when we were watching, are laughing, but then my son is laughing at just really silly things with the kid and Dash and the baby. Like we're laughing at different points, but everybody's laughing.
Yeah. And I think one of my other likes about this movie is it does do superhero action pretty well. I mean, it has Mr. Incredible fighting a giant robot, fighting drones. You got airplane explosions, which I don't know if that's part of kind of like the dark parts of the movie a little bit, which kind of, I guess, will lead into my one dislike. And that is all I put was kids with a question mark, because it's one of those Disney movies where they start going in a direction where, I know you mentioned before, you know, some Disney movies do a good job at balancing adult humor with kid humor that families can watch together. I don't know if The Incredibles is one of those movies that, kind of like when I was talking about when we talked about The Sound of Music, that I tried to watch that with my kids and I captured a really sweet moment of us watching it. And then right after that, they walked away. That was kind of the same way with The Incredibles. Like, I turned it on and my daughter said, the first thing she said was, I don't want to watch this. She literally said that. And the movie had just started, so she probably wanted to watch something that she usually wants to watch. Anyway, but it's not one of those movies that I'm like, I don't think there's enough kid stuff in it to hold a kid's attention.
Yeah, I think you're right. I do think you're right. But I'll get to that in my dislikes, because actually I have quite a few. Other things I did like, though, were same as you, action-packed. I felt like it was wicked awesome action. I feel like it was a creative storyline. Like, I loved the storyline. It wasn't extremely predictable. I mean, yeah, you assume all the family's going to come back together, but I liked the villain. I liked the supporting characters. And I think my biggest like about the plot was just I appreciated that, you know, it's a family of five, mom, dad, and three kids. And I love that everybody played a role, that it was not just Mr. Incredible is the main character, the mom and the dad and the kids. Everybody had to play their part to save the day collectively. And so it had a kind of those Avengers vibes for me. And I like that. I like that. That felt very family friendly. But anything else that you liked about it? I mean, did you like it more watching it a second time?
I mean, I guess I just felt the same way that I felt about it before. I mean, it is a fun movie. It's not, I wouldn't rate it up with like one of the classic Disney movies. It's fun. It's fine. I will say it's one of those movies that they took forever to make a sequel. And when they made the sequel, I don't think the sequel was that good. And I think one of the reasons, and I know this isn't us reviewing the sequel, but I think one of the reasons that I didn't like the sequel is because they went a little bit more adult with it, with like the language and some of the plot. It was just, I don't know what they thought they were going to do with the Incredibles. But again, this isn't about the sequel. So what are your dislikes? I think you mentioned a lot of your likes, but you said you had a lot of dislikes. So I'm interested to hear those are.
Now that you say it out loud, I guess I do probably just have, it's almost like all encompassed into one dislike, which is what you mentioned already. Basically, we watched this with my 3-year-old son because he wanted to watch a movie. I thought, hey, double dip, you know, like we'll watch a movie and get some podcast content. So we're watching and he was scared like a lot of the movie. There are some very scary parts in this movie. Like the robot's very scary and kind of creepy. There's a scene where Mr. Incredible is getting like attacked by these big blurb ball things. And the editing, like the cuts of that shot, is like very startling. The kids are going to be in a fiery plane crash, and it's just like the implication that these kids are just going to fall to their death, and it's very scary and very high intense, like anxiety inducing. I didn't like how scary it was, which is also kind of tied to, it was also pretty violent for a Disney movie. Like, again, the explosions. At one point the mom says, she's like, well, you know, they're not going to care that you're kids, they're going to kill you. And I'm like, whoa, like the word kill, I feel like I just don't hear it Disney movies a lot. And there's another kind of quip where, you know, my favorite character Edna is talking about why she won't put a cape on Mr. Incredible, and she goes through this long list of like people who die because they had a cape, and it's like showing the clip, so it like shows a superhero woman like start going towards a plane engine, and so it's like, no, it doesn't show her chopped up. It's like, the implication is that she's getting chopped up to pieces. Like,
well, and you see the person stinking violent. You see the person's reaction in the window of the airplane to it happening. So it's
me, that's
something bad probably happened to her.
Going more to through continuing on my violent thing, it's also very early on in the movie we have suicide mentioned. Like, that's a huge adult content. Like, this man's trying to jump off of a building and commit suicide. Mr. Incredible saves him, and then the guy's mad because he's like, you stopped me from killing myself, you know, which it's like doubly dark. It's like they couldn't even try to like salvage it by saying, oh, thank you for saving me. He's like, no, I wanted to kill myself and I don't regret it. Like, what? That's so dark.
This isn't going to attract a kid at all. We mentioned how action-packed it is, and I guess that's what's supposed to be attracting the kids. But like storyline-wise, it's kind of boring. Like, there's a lot of talking in between the action moments. There's a lot of talking, which is funny because they kind of pick fun of, you know, when villains start monologuing and, you know, that distracts them from doing what they're going to be doing to the superheroes. But there is a lot of talking in this movie. And that's another reason why I don't think it's necessarily geared towards kids.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. And it's, again, even the talking is not inappropriate, but it's also adult content. Like, they're going through, I mean, this is a very sad thing. This is a man who's clearly unhappy. I mean, this probably speaks to maybe what some parents are feeling. Like, the dad's miserable at his job and he hates his life. He's not supporting, his wife doesn't feel supported at home. Like, these are like very deep, heavy, dramatic situations we're talking about. And I think that kind of also goes to, like, I didn't like, even not the morals of it, but like, I don't need to watch bickering between, like, the mom and the dad bicker a lot. And I didn't like that. Like, I almost didn't want Ben to be watching it, 'cause I was like, I don't want him thinking that. And then also even like the implied infidelity, right? That, like, she thinks he's cheating on her. Like, these are just adult content. And like you said, this is just not, I guess that'd be my biggest, it seemed like a kid's movie. It's not at all a kid's movie.
And just, if you're listening to this, I don't want you to get us confused with another podcast, which I do recommend. It's called Is This for Kids, where they talk about movies and they figure out if they're for kids or not. I do recommend that podcast, but that's basically what this episode ended up being, is The Incredibles for kids. And I don't think it is. I think there are moments where you could watch it with the family. So I guess if I was to say it, you know, try to find fun clips of the movie to watch, but you don't necessarily have to watch the entire movie. So if we have nothing else to say, I think we did a pretty good deep dive on a Disney movie, which was fun. So let's go ahead and rate this thing. Katie, what would you rate The Incredibles?
Although I laughed, I found myself as a parent just cringing. But gosh, Edna is just hysterical. I mean, I think I quote her more than I realize in my daily life. So for her alone, I will give this movie a 4.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.5 because I like action and there is a lot of action in the movie. And yes, the humor is good. There is good humor in it. But yeah, it's not one of those that you're like, hey, kids, what Disney movie do you want to watch? Nope,
I could see it being like maybe a middle school. Like, middle school maybe could be the sweet spot of, like, they can kind of handle it. But yeah, Incredibles. Well, let's move on to other dark things. Wasn't I just talking about?
Let's move on to a rated R movie, which, if you want to know what it is, take a listen.
Oh man, wait to hear this.
What is it, man? You guys want to go see a dead body?
This is really a good time.
You burned something on your neck.
Leech it!
Oh my God!
I want to see a dead kid. Maybe it shouldn't be a party. I'm never gonna get out of this town, am I, Gory?
You! Come back here!
Run, Gory, run! Run!
You think Mighty Mouse could beat up Superman?
What are you, cracked?
Kill you, I swear to God.
So, darling, darling, stand by me. That's right, we're going to be watching Stand By Me, which stars a slightly chunkier Jerry O'Connell. That's like the biggest thing that most people point out about this movie. I don't know if you know who Jerry O'Connell is, but he's the heavier set child in this movie. And now he's like this buff guy. And so people are like, oh my gosh. Anyway, rabbit trail.
Wait, is the song related to the movie?
I don't believe so. And I'm pretty sure Stand By Me is a Stephen King novel. But we'll talk more about it next episode. So, Katie, how would you like to end this incredible episode?
Where is my super suit?
Thanks for listening to Nady and Katie at the Movies. Feel free to leave us a review so people can find the show. Follow us on all our social media platforms. And if there's a movie that you want us to watch, feel free to contact us at nadyandkatie@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.